A special guest today. Her name is Miss Orit Sklar. She is a columnist, a blogger, a commentator. She's been featured on CNN Newsroom on political issues. She appears on Fox 5 Atlanta's Georgia Gang, and she is the 2009 co-recipient of the Ronald Reagan Award from the American Conservative Union, a graduate of Georgia Tech right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Miss Sklar, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you.
Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
You are, yeah.
Outstanding. All right, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got interested in politics, and why you're a conservative.
Sure. Well, I think it starts with the family and talking about politics and current events around the dinner table, and very interested in the role that government plays in our lives and how we as citizens can take an active role to make it more amenable to our lives.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Now, you're in the PR business, right?
I am.
I see. So you've been doing that in Atlanta for some time?
Yeah, about 3.5 years.
Outstanding. All right. Now, you went to Georgia Tech, and while you were there, if I'm right, you filed a lawsuit against Georgia Tech. Tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah, the lawsuit was a free speech and religious liberty lawsuit. Georgia Tech, for years, had been operating under unconstitutional policies. And as you can imagine, the policies were used to shut down conservatives on campus, and we were persecuted by the administration for simply engaging in normal political debate. So whether it was an affirmative action bake sale that we held to demonstrate the inherent racism of affirmative action policies that the Institute used, or protesting the vagina monologues, which the Institute sponsored every March for Women's Awareness Month. These were things that the Institute shut down because they were advancing their own political agenda.
Tell us exactly what happened on campus as you were expressing your free speech rights, or exercising your free speech rights. Tell us exactly what happened. They shut down your bake sale?
They did. It was an extremely toxic environment, one which I never expected to walk into my first day at Georgia Tech, but a pattern over the years developed where the administration would either shut down our events using the campus police, make us take down our displays, and call us into their offices, everyone up to the president of the university, condemning us for our expressive activities, and even saying that we needed to go to mediation with groups that we disagreed with on campus.
Really? So you filed the lawsuit. Tell us how it turned out.
We filed the lawsuit in March of 2006 in the Northern District Court of Georgia. It's a federal civil rights lawsuit.
Right.
And over the course of 3 years, we had a series of precedent-setting victories. In August of 2006, Judge Owen Forrester actually made Georgia Tech remove the speech code that existed and had thought and said he was going to have 5 years of oversight because Georgia Tech actually reneged on an agreement we reached in mediation. And then following that, we were able to overturn the free speech zone. So this was a small area of campus where technically Georgia Tech said that they would respect your First Amendment rights. And then the most surprising and rewarding aspect of the case was that a religious component to a training manual that Georgia Tech used in a program called Safe Space was removed, and the judge specifically said that the president of the university and the dean of diversity were engaging.
Wait a minute. There's a dean of diversity at Georgia Tech?
Yeah, we could spend a whole show, I'm sure, talking about what's happening in higher education and how there is more indoctrination going on than education. And one of these components is these diversity offices that exist.
Wow. I went to Georgia Tech in the 80s. I don't remember a dean of diversity. So effectively, you put the liberal educator communists in their place. Is that what you're saying?
I'd say, we've had so many challenges on our campuses over the years. We've finally found that You know, as students, we expect there to be, especially on a public university campus, we expect an open, free marketplace of ideas. And, you know, as a conservative, I believe that our views and principles are superior. And I think given a fair opportunity, our ideas will win over people in the marketplace. Unfortunately, Georgia Tech didn't see it that way. And while they were advancing a very leftist agenda, they also believed in suppressing speech from conservatives. And now I'm really fortunate, and it's quite rewarding to know that all 19,000 students at Georgia Tech now have their First Amendment rights protected because of the steps that my co-plaintiff and I took as
very
students.
Good. I am so glad you're on our show today because I have loved hearing that story. That's great. I didn't know how that lawsuit went. I didn't expect to hear that it went that well. So outstanding. I love hearing that. All right, my pleasure. Let's move on to politics just a second here. Tell me what you think about the presidential the candidates on the Republican side. How do you think that the primary is going to go?
You know, there's no telling, obviously, because we haven't started voting yet.
Right.
But I do think that we have a strong field. I would encourage your listeners to not believe the media's narrative that we have a weak field. I think that anyone standing on that stage during the debate is more qualified and would make for a much better president than Barack Obama. And I think that's the most important thing for us to remember is that this is November of 2012 is going to be a referendum on President Obama and his job. And I think that from what polls are indicating, and I'm sure what some of your listeners have given you feedback on, is that most Americans are not happy with the direction of this country. They're certainly not happy with where the economy is.
How about specifically Newt Gingrich? He's kind of rocketed up in the polls. Do you think he can stay in that position?
You know, I think that we're already starting to see some decrease in his numbers. And it's to be expected because we've seen throughout this race candidates rise up in the polls and their popularity. They're saying all the right things. But this is a long campaign. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so I'm not sure, based on Newt Gingrich's past, that he can remain disciplined and on message and also put together the type of organization that you need when you're running for president.
Now, if folks want to find out more about you, they want to read your blog, your commentaries, your columns, where would they do that?
Best place to go is Facebook and also Twitter. I'm always posting new articles that I think are interesting, commenting on what's going on. And, of course, the Georgia Gang, like you mentioned, I'm a guest panelist, and it's a great show, great institution in our state.
Tell me specifically, how would they find you on Facebook? They just look under your name or at Sklar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just search for my name or read Sklar. And also Twitter, my handle is just my first and last name.
Okay. And then is there a website address folks can go to?
It would be twitter.com/Orit Sklar.
All right. All right. Well, we're talking today to Orit Sklar. She is a columnist, a blogger, and a commentator. She sued Georgia Tech for free speech rights for conservatives and won. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much. I enjoyed it.
All right. We're coming up on